Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining Dr. Perletta Ramos and Roz Shell in Living Life Powerfully. We help you turn the ordinary into the extraordinary by claiming your power, getting your heart in the game, and learning how to live from the inside out. Let's create more happiness and success in your life.
Thanks for joining us on Living Life Powerfully. The topic for today's show is part one of a two-part series on purpose. My name is Perletta, and I'm here with Roz, and we want to know whether you know why you are here on this planet at this time and what you're meant to do while you are here. The most basic question everyone faces at one point or another is, why am I here? What is my purpose? Is there something greater for me while I'm living my life? Having a purpose means you have an intention or objective in your life. Is there like this greater reason for your life or your existence beyond working, raising a family, and engaging in the various activities that we know you're engaged in? Another way of thinking of purpose would be asking yourself, where do I find meaning in my life?
It's important, Perletta, to explore, why are we in this inquiry? Is it because we feel that there's something missing? Because if we were, let's say we were completely ecstatic all the time, this question probably wouldn't even come to mind. Many of us struggle because we try to find that one thing that we are meant to do. But trying to find only one thing is the reason that we feel like something is missing. The notion that we have only one thing we are meant for limits us from fulfilling our own greatness.
I really relate to that, Roz, because most of my life I have felt like there was one thing. I mentioned before I have two daughters, and one is an aspiring actress. That's the younger one, and the older one has an interest in a multitude of different things. And as I've watched them struggle to some degree with this question of, you know, why am I here? The younger one identified when she was 4 years old that she wanted to be an actress, and that morphed into writing. And the younger one, and the older one haven't really had that thing. She's, you know, 27, and she's still kind of working it out. And I explain to both of them quite often that it's a fallacy to think that there's only one thing that each of us is meant to do. And that even though my younger one has discovered what she believes she's meant to do, I tell her all the time, don't attach to that because it may change over time. So there are an innumerable number of things that each of us could do in our lifetime. Ultimately,
I agree, 100%.
Thank you, Roz. Ultimately, we each have the power of choice, which is actually beautiful. We get to choose whether, from the innumerable options, whether we want to do one thing versus another at any given time. And when we do this narrowing down, this honing in, we're creating our experience and our life through that. But it only becomes our purpose, that one thing becomes our purpose when we say so. So using the example that I just provided, when my four-year-old said, I want to become an actress, she honed down on from the innumerable opportunities before and said, that's it. And over the last 13 years, she's continued to choose that one thing. I remind her, you may choose something different in the future. And for the 27-year-old who's not quite sure and she keeps changing her mind, it's like, that's fine. You're able to change your mind. There's nothing wrong with having multiple options and choosing. You know, there are many self-help books, for example, that suggest that people should look within at their own desires and dreams to connect with their purpose. You may have heard of a gentleman by the name of Rick Warren. He wrote The Purpose-Driven Life, which is a devotional book based on religious or spiritual reasons for helping people find their purpose. And he suggests that our purpose actually is in fulfilling God's purpose or growth or development, and that each of us has a God-given, you know, purpose-driven life in that way. whether you believe one thing or another, it's okay. The most important thing to say is that not everyone believes or is connected to this inner sense of purpose. Some believe that life presents us with a mystery and that we're just meant to uncover the mystery as life unfolds. There is no right answer. That's really the main thing. There is no right answer. Wherever you find yourself, it's perfect, whether you believe that there is a purpose or whether there isn't a purpose or whether it's meant to unfold or whether it should be directed by living God's purpose. All of those are fine. The most important questions that we think you can ask, though, as you're honing in on creating greater meaning for yourself is, what do I want from my life? That's one of the most important, wherever you are, one of the most important questions. What do I want to do with my life? What am I most passionate about? And tying that to, what do I want to do with my life? So what am I most passionate about that I want to do with my life? And then thirdly, how can I uncover deeper understanding about who I am and what I want from this life? Because each of those things are going to inform your decision about honing into your purpose.
And maybe the problem isn't that I don't know what my purpose is. The problem may be the way I am trying to find my purpose. So we can't really think our way into our life's passion and purpose. We have to do our way in. This means we start taking steps towards what I want to do and removing those things in your life that you don't want. For example, I left my successful corporate job as a computer engineer, and it came by taking one step at a time. And I explored many different options, but I knew that I loved helping people. So then I actually started to take actions towards maybe signing up, you know, for what I wanted to do. And then I realized, you know what, I want to specialize in this within my choice. So there were many, many options along the way. Now, each step that I took, of course, there were some challenges, and then there were some rewards. And I took further action based on my newfound experiences. So I had to let go of thinking that there is only one purpose, just like Perletta, you were saying, and embrace the idea that my purpose in life is to live life fully by putting myself into my life. This means that I just dive right in and I just try new things, things that I thought I might love, and once I get into it, I'll realize I don't really like this that much, or I didn't think I was going to like it and I absolutely loved it. So I stop resisting the unknown and I fully engage in what is happening right here, right now.
But one of the things that you mentioned, Raj, is the doing, which is absolutely correct. But there's also a being to it, right? There's a being. And ultimately, you must believe your life is worth discovering at deeper levels. And that's what we're talking about. There's a being open to exploring, being open to this idea that there's more than the day-to-day that you're living. Some of us walk around thinking and believing there's nothing more to life than the humdrum of the day. One of the things that kind of gets my goat is sometimes is when I hear people say, you know, I'm just real simple. There's nothing more to life than this. And it gets my goat because they're missing an opportunity. Certainly, if your perspective is there's nothing more, then the reality for you is there's nothing more. And if the perspective is there is this infinite number of possibilities that I could explore of what it means to be me and why I'm here, then for you, there are an infinite number of possibilities. So if this is you, if you're the type of person that says, this is it, this is my lot in life, and I'm just going to plow on through, please recognize or believe for just a moment that there's more opportunity for you, that you are worth discovering. Your whole life is worth discovering. There's more to you than what meets the eye. I love that. And there's a depth also to your personality. So we're not speaking of it in the context that it has to be what you're doing at your job or outside of your home life. There's a depth to who you are as a person, to your humanity, to your beingness, that is fascinating and that warrants investigation. You, I believe, will know what you need to know if you continue to ask yourself meaningful questions that help you discover your truth about the meaning of your life. So consider this. How do you see your life's purpose is based on your personal philosophy, so the beliefs, attitudes, and concepts and thoughts that you have. And I mentioned this just a second ago when I said, you know, if you don't believe that there is more, there isn't anymore. And if you do believe that there is more, there's a vast infinite opportunity. So many people don't have a clue regarding what or whether they have a purpose. And so it's necessary to understand yourself, what you think about your own purpose. Don't leave it up to, you know, fate, but, which is, leads me to this example that I want to provide about a friend of mine's brother. So about 20 years ago, I met a friend's brother. He was about 18 years old. We were in the family living room, and this brother waltzed in, and he announced that he had found the thing he wanted to do with his life. He was 18, so quite often we don't take 18-year-olds seriously. But he said to his family, you know, I want to be a United States senator. And, you know, the family wasn't talking about life goals at the moment, so they were shocked, and they just kind of poo-pooed him and said, you know, that's nice, dear, and they kept it moving. But for 15 years, this young man lived a purpose-driven life. Everything that he did informed his life's decisions, what he studied in school, where he chose to live, the people and associations he made in college and outside of, the friendships he developed, what he did with his vacations and his weekends. And now, 15 years later, he is the chairman of a major political party in his city, and he is the youngest judge in the state. In the next few years, he hopes to run for office for the first time. Now, what does this example of someone else's story tell you? That the very personal, subjective perspective you have about yourself can have a significant determining effect on the outcome. You basically live into your perceptions of your purpose. So when you do this, when you believe that you have one, first of all, then you'll live into this idea and go into a place of discovery or manifestation, as he did. So knowing this, it is so important that you live into something that brings meaning and purpose to your experience while you're here.
So, Perletta, when I was exploring this whole idea of purpose, I decided to look at people who I thought lived their life with purpose, and I took a peek at the luminaries such as Albert Einstein, Abraham Lincoln, Gandhi, Mother Teresa. Now, these people, my heroes, lived a life of purpose by any stretch of anyone's imagination. Yet they shared a quality, one of being a part of a greater whole, which led to their humility. For example, Einstein taught that we are but a speck in an unfathomable large universe. In fact, he did not take credit for his work and attributed it to coming through him from a higher source. Mother Teresa also attributed all of her work to a higher source, and she herself simply considered herself as an open vessel. Is it possible that our life experiences up to now are exactly how they're supposed to be? So if you're sitting at home listening to this, and you're thinking, well, you know, I haven't done anything in my life, I don't know what I want, you know, that's okay. Don't worry about it. This is what you were supposed to do up to now. Maybe you had to go through whatever you had to go through. You had to be in whatever relationship you were in. You had to do whatever you had to do to get to this point. Remembering that we are simply learning what we need to learn until we can finally open up to become that vessel.
Mm. Well, using the examples that you just gave, Raj, of Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln, Mother Teresa, most of those folks were in middle to late age, which brings up a very good point, which is that many of us between the ages of 25 or 18 and 25 or even older, we don't have a clue as to what we want to do. And that's actually quite normal, and it's okay. It takes a minute. It takes some life experience to mold yourself and to evolve. And if you accept this idea that you just offered, which is that everything that's happened to us has happened for a reason, and that reason is to help us grow and evolve, if you're 55 and you still are like, I don't know what my purpose is, maybe if you looked at it from the perspective of I've needed all that I have gone through up to this point to help me define and clarify that from where I am right now, take it, use it all to then still be in this inquiry of what's most meaningful. It's all useful. So it's common for us to take a while to define what we want out of life. And even when we do define it, as we mature, we change our mind. So there are some folks, I'm sure, who want a career change right now. They have done something and successfully or unsuccessfully, however they judge it, and they want to do something else. That's okay, too. It's up to you to define at any given moment fires and motivates you, what you feel connected to. The most important thing is that you be open to evolve and understand who you are and what your purpose is, and then to live from that. So if you don't know your purpose or you want to deepen your awareness and commitment to your purpose, we have three very important, essential questions that we believe will help. The first is, how will the world be better thanks to you having been on this earth? Or put another way, who do you feel compelled to become that will make a difference in this world? That's a very powerful question when you sit and ask yourself, what do I feel called to do to make a difference? We can look to others like Gandhi and Abraham Lincoln and Mother Teresa, and we can see that for them, but there's also something here for you if you ask yourself a question. Secondly, what are your unique gifts and talents? What comes easier for you when you feel like, you know, you're in the flow? Sometimes we go against the grain. We want to do things because someone else suggested that we should, or we can make great money doing it. And we don't necessarily feel the flow of our own energy and talents in it. So when you go within and you ask yourself, what am I uniquely gifted at? It might be comedy. It might be cooking. It might be something. Whatever that is, just be open to looking and exploring it and then considering how you could live your life from that unique gift and talent. And then thirdly, who are you being when you're at your best? That's a flow question, which is quite powerful. Like, what are you flowing and feeling so in the energy of it that there's no work? Those are three questions that we think you should ask yourself off the call that might be helpful.
And one of the things that I want to add here is that it may have nothing to do with your age. You know, Mother Teresa was in her teens when she made that decision. She was sitting on the train, and when she said that, you know, Jesus appeared to her and said, you know, you need to, this is your work, you need to do this work. Now, it may not happen for us like that. Einstein had so many failures when he was young. You know, he flunked out of school. People told him he had a learning disability. But what was very interesting about all of their lives is that they remained open. They didn't take whatever was given to them. They were just open to the flow of life. So they were doing and they were being, like Perletta, you were saying earlier, like that being part is so important. So let's say you are open and you get to this place where something is shifting, something is happening. What's going to happen? Okay, either you're going to become motivated or you're going to become inspired. So what is the difference between these two? The difference between motivation and inspiration is that if you're motivated, you are getting hold of an idea of the way that it should be, and you're going to pursue it. Whereas to in inspiration, an idea gets a hold of you. Now, let's say if I define my purpose, it is an idea. Now I will probably become motivated or passionate, and I'm going to set out to make it happen. If I just continue to do that which brings me joy and helps me feel alive and vibrant, then I increase my chances of being inspired in spirit. So how am I going to feel once I start doing what I love to do? Well, I'm probably, now this is not always the case, but I'm probably going to become peaceful. I'm going to have more bliss. I'm going to be probably more joyful. I'm going to feel really like in harmony with life. See, what's happened here? So I became motivated. Now I did something. Now I'm happy. But now inside of me, instead of this resistant, tense place, there is a space. There is a space for that unfathomable large universe that Einstein talks about, that this space is going to be used up by that to fulfill its purpose. See, now instead of me getting a hold of an idea, the idea can now get a hold of me because I have space inside myself. And I won't be able to help myself but to sort of surrender to it. In other words, we're just going to allow it to take us where we were designed to go. And whether you look at Martin Luther King Jr. or you look at Gandhi or you look at, you know, any of these luminaries, that's what they did. They just allowed it to go wherever it was taking them.
Mm. And it, at least my experience of them is that the purpose, whatever they felt compelled to do, it propelled them into action, right? It brought into focus the things that mattered most for them. And that's what made them so inspiring. And they're not unique. They were special in the way that they were special, but they're not unique. Each of us has that. And it's our own version of it. So it's so important, this is what Raj and I really want to communicate, it's so important to name it, to clarify it for yourself so that you can then connect and pursue it with passion. Because passion is going to be what fuels you. The very act of naming it sets it into motion and helps to shape the choices that you'll make. And it can inform you and the decisions that you'll make as a result of that. So here's one of the things that we want you to be aware of, because you're probably aware of it already, but to clarify, there are distractions that can keep you from fulfilling your purpose. As a matter of fact, I consider myself the queen of distraction. I have a whole host of things I really enjoy doing. And the main thing, sometimes I feel distracted from doing it because I'm so busy. And I think, and I said this before, busyness is one of the biggest distractions in Western Hemisphere. Most of us are incredibly busy. We don't have time for ourselves. We don't make time to reflect, to go within quite often because we're moving outside of ourselves from one thing to the next. Those distractions can keep you from fulfilling your purpose. So please take time to connect with yourself and to ask yourselves the questions that we posed around your passion and what do you feel compelled to do and what makes you feel most alive. I like the way Richard Leader put it. He's one of the world's foremost experts on purpose, and he describes how to keep yourself on track so that you won't get distracted. He defines purpose as, quote, being in the right place with the right people who matter to you, doing your life's work, end quote. That's what purpose is. So the challenge becomes, in Leader's words, to pack and repack one's life. And I love that idea. Packing and repacking. Many of us travel, so we know what packing a suitcase looks like. So when you pack, you know, you're putting all the things together that you need. And when you take away, you get home from a trip and then you pack and you repack, you get to hone in and further discover what you needed that you didn't have last time and what you took that you really didn't need. So this discarding of ideas and thoughts and duties in the context of what we're talking about allows you to leave old baggage behind in favor of packing things that you truly need to be at your best and to live on purpose. So we're calling you out to speak on purpose, to live on purpose, to be purposeful, and to do this packing and repacking.
I love that. I love that packing and repacking because I'm always doing that when I'm traveling. I have such a difficult time making decisions. Should I take this? I want to take too much, and then I have to take it out, and then I have to make decisions.
How can that inform your decision, Raj?
I'm sorry?
How can packing and repacking help you to inform your decisions then in terms of your purpose?
Well, it makes me much more tuned in to, you know, what am I going there for? You know, am I really going to need like 20 outfits for 2 days? No. What am I going there for? Maybe I only need these 3 outfits, you know. So it just really makes you keep your purpose in mind and live from that space. You know, and I'm just wondering, Perletta, you know, if we do become purposeful and we do live life vibrantly and we do live life doing things that make us happy, that make us joyous, that we feel passionate about, that feeling that something is missing might go away. And when I don't feel connected to life, it might mean that I'm lacking that purpose and passion. So this is that packing and repacking. So to fix this emptiness, what do I need to do? Well, first of all, I need to become aware that the emptiness is there and then just seeing what I need to add to bring more passion. Maybe the real purpose of life is to be fully involved in things. In other words, being alive, feeling alive, just being present for the journey and embracing it will allow us to feel fulfilled and peaceful and joyful. Now with contentment, peace, and we're going to have bliss, we're going to allow ourselves to open up, to remain open to what the universe has waiting for us. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "We are very near to greatness. One step and we are safe. Can we not take the leap?"
I love that, Raj. That leaps of faith, which is what we're asking people to do in this concept of purpose, to be faithful, right? And to leap when you identify what your passion is and what fuels you, and as you discover what is your unique gift to the world. Thank you for joining us on Living Life Powerfully. Next week, we'll cover part 2. I mentioned earlier this is part 1 of a 2-part series. We'll cover part 2 on purpose and provide specific tools for how you can live from a place that's bigger than the I of yourself that you might identify with now. Between now and then, if you'd like to reach us, please feel free to email us at perlrajradio, that's P-E-A-R-L-R-A-J, radio, R-A-D-I-O, at gmail.com. And if you'd like to get the most recent updates on our show, please make sure to check us out on our Facebook page, which is called Living Life Powerfully. Thank you for joining us today.
Bye-bye.